Hi, this is Peter Kane from Lucid. I'm with Gary Innes of Man Ran and many other guyses and hats, a leading music performer, and Gary's on the line today. Hi Gary, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Good.
6th of June at the moment, but we're fast heading towards the Hebridean Celtic Festival, and I think it's the 15th of July that you're performing there, Gary?
That's correct, yeah, 15th of July, so we're really excited and looking forward to that already.
Yeah, could you tell us a little bit about Man Ran and what folk can hope to hear when they see you at the festival?
Yeah, of course. Well, Man Ran are a six-piece band consisting of the Gaelic and English songs, the Lillian pipes, the kind of Irish pipes, and the Highland pipes, with accordion, drums, guitar, bass, and vocals, which we kind of touched on. So it's quite a large band, but we're really excited and looking forward to getting our music to the lovely people of Lewis and everyone else that's travelling over to the festival for the weekend.
And Man Ran made an assault on the charts as well with a Gaelic single, am I right?
That's correct. Back in January, we released our song called La Ma, which means a good day or a fine day, and our aim was to be the first band of the 21st century to get a Gaelic song into the UK Top 40. Now, we didn't actually manage that. We managed number 61 in the UK charts, but we did manage to get number 1 in the UK singer-songwriter charts, number 6 in the Scottish charts, and number 6 in the Radio 1 Indie charts. So it wasn't a bad assault, as we call it. So
no.
We were pretty happy with that.
It was a good day all round, so that was good.
Yeah.
Now, Gary, one of the things that we like to do is to just talk a little bit about the onus that comes on to performers like yourself to do things like this, interviews and so on. For young musicians and artists who might be listening, have you got any tips about things that you should do in terms of maybe being prepared for interviews or the PR work that you often have to do to promote your music?
One thing, especially about interviews, is certainly also try and come across as yourself, as you would as if you were talking to someone in the street, and not try and kind of dampen things down or try and, you know, come up with big words that you might not usually use, or to try and make yourself sound more sort of sophisticated or kind of brainier than you are, because always just come across as the person you are, and, you know, that'll always kind of stand you in good stead, I think, as well. Regarding kind of the other kind of side of stuff, then I think it all comes down to, you know, your personal preference and how hard you want to work for yourself or for the band, and then your musical career as well. If you're just wanting to sit back and let somebody else do the hard work, then more than often it won't come to you. But if you're willing to get there and work hard for yourself and, you know, as a team, then, you know, fingers crossed the kind of fruits of your rewards are there to be had as well.
Well, you're certainly a hard worker. You're also, amongst many other things, you also do a blog on the BBC about Shinty, am I right?
That's correct, yeah. The BBC got in touch last year and called me for a wee meeting and said they were looking to put some Shinty on the BBC Scotland Sports website, and would I be interested in writing a blog for them? And initially I said no. I didn't think I had to write a kind of a 500 piece word piece each week on Shinty, and especially when quite often with the music I don't actually manage to get in a lot of play every week now. So, but anyway, I took it on, and it's in its second year now, and yeah, I really enjoy it. It's great fun, and it's lovely to be able to write stuff about a sport that I've got a huge passion and love for as well, as well as obviously getting a little bit of recognition on the BBC sports sites as well, to keep moving the sports hopefully in the right direction.
Yeah, so between Man Ran performing at the festival, a new CD coming out at the festival, doing interviews like this, and obviously writing for the BBC Sport Online, you're not short of things to do.
Well, it keeps me busy, that's for sure. It certainly keeps me busy, but that's the way I like it. I'm one of these people that hate sitting down and doing nothing anyway, so the more stuff I've got to keep me busy and occupied, the better, and the less mischief I can find myself in then as well.
Thanks very much. Well, Gary, thanks for that. I'm sure a lot of the young musicians listening in will enjoy some of those kind of tidbits and some of direction and guidance and advisory tips. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much indeed. Cheers.